We're sitting by the Gloucester Library with Gloucester Representative Van Margaret Ferranti. And Representative Ferranti, thanks for taking the time to stop by and then say hello.
Oh, thank you, Rick. It's nice to see you on this beautiful afternoon.
It is. It is. It finally is nice. You're at City Hall, and tell us about this special event going on here today.
So we had actually two back-to-back special events. We had one yesterday, and it was the raising of the flag for gun violence awareness. And the effort was led by Greg Gibson, who was the father of one of my high school mates and friends, Galen Gibson, who, as you may remember, was a murder victim a couple of years back, about 20 years back, when somebody who shouldn't have a gun, one of the students, aimed the gun at the teacher, and he jumped in between. And Greg's done a very good job of bringing about awareness. And yesterday we flew an orange flag in honor of Gun Violence Awareness Day. And today we're flying the rainbow flag for Gay Pride.
I was at the high school as a teacher. I think it was in 1993 when a sophomore took a gun to his head.
Yes.
And that still reverbs today in Gloucester. How was that approach, Ann Margaret? Because I know it's such an emotional topic. People are so far apart on this. But to me, it's not necessarily a gun violence issue so much as it is a violence issue. We have a violence problem in this country, do we not?
We have a violence problem, and the other thing that we have that keeps getting swept under the rug is we have a mental illness problem where we don't address mental illness properly. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Gibson said something very profound yesterday when he talked about the numbers of handguns that are used by people who want to commit suicide. And we have to, whether it's the drug issue, whether it's the gun violence issue, what we really need to do is put an effort together to make sure that we're addressing mental illness in the way that we need to be, so that we don't have people with mental illness acting out violently or with, you know, self-medicating mm-hmm. with illegal drugs.
You know, Chief Campanello in Gloucester started this ANGEL program, this is not off topic, by saying he wanted to change the conversation. And I think what you just said about mental illness, that needs to be adhered to as well.
It needs to be addressed. And, you know, there are so many people who unfortunately were prescribed oxycodone and fentanyl and other drugs, and they abuse them because they're self-medicating. Yeah. And at some point, you know, we can yell at the pharmaceutical companies, we can yell at the doctors, we can yell at everybody, and at the end of the day, if we don't attack the issue of mental illness, then we're just not going to be able to solve the problem.
We had a drug disposal program on Cape Ann I think it was last month. I went through my medicine cabinet and got all the stuff out of there. I had kidney stone attacks over the years, so I had these painkillers. And I also had abdominal surgery. One of the vials I had was oxycodone, or I think that's what it's called. And it was a prescription for 30 of them. So I took them out, put them on the table, counted them. There were 29 in the bottle. So, yeah, we got to take care of this. Representative Ferranti, what else is going on in your district that, you might want to mention to our listeners?
You know, it's interesting. We've made investments in tourism. And now that we finally seem to see some nice weather, there's a great mood and a great spirit in the district right now, getting ready for Fiesta mm-hmm. and to officially kick off the summer. So it's fun watching all of that come together yeah. after that winter that wasn't quite winter but wasn't quite spring and left us all, you know, someplace in between with a lot of rain.
Oh, God, yeah, so much going on. And I just totally lost the thought of the next question. Oh, I guess we'll go back to the legislature for a minute. In the legislature, budget coming together, is that all taken care of?
The budget's coming together, and it's coming together fairly well. I'm proud of the fact that both the House and Senate passed unanimous budgets, and now it's up to the leaders of both branches to reconcile those and to present it to the governor. Mm-hmm. And there seems to be a great spirit of cooperation right now on Beacon Hill, governor included. It's interesting, I spoke to Charlie Baker, and we were talking about his efforts on the opioid issue. And we were talking about how everybody was working so well together. And the governor said that he wanted his administration to be the no-drama administration. So it's refreshing to have both Democrats and Republicans working in a spirit of no-drama.
Now that I have you here, I want to ask you about that, because on the local level, you know, you and you're a Democrat, Senator Tarr, Republican, but you work together hand-in-hand for the benefit of constituents. Your predecessor, Tony Virga, did the same thing with Senator Tarr. But in Massachusetts, obviously, it's heavily, laden on the Democrat side. But nevertheless, things get done. Why can't we take, and even on the city level, city and town, Representative Ferranti, Peabody, Salem, I mean, I don't even know who is what on those, on city councils and so on. Why can't we do this on the national level?
You know, it's up to us as the voters to make sure that our elected representatives understand that what we want, our top priority, our top issue, is that people do what's in the best interest of their district and that they remember that they're working for the people who elect them. And, you know, Bruce and I sometimes may differ philosophically.
Sure, sure.
But at the end of the day, you know, he and I talk extensively about what's in the best interest of the district. And that's where we operate from.
Maybe there should be some kind of a bonding episode in Washington where people, I don't know, have to go camping together or something.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people in Washington have lost sight of the fact that, you know, it goes back to the Reagan and Tip O'Neill or the Ted Kennedy and, you know, Bush. That you can disagree on an issue, and you can disagree very strongly. However, at the end of the day, most people that get elected for the same reason, because they want to help people. And that's their motivating factor, and we need to recognize that, and especially the folks in Washington. They need to get back to that root of wanting to work in the best interest rather than wanting to be right.
I'm done. I appreciate your taking taking the time here and my taking up your time. Anything else you might want to mention?
I just want to thank you for being out for this event today and for covering all of these issues. It's sometimes in this age of technology with Facebook and newspapers and everything else, as much as there are so many media outlets, it's hard to let everybody know what's going on at the same time, and everybody's so busy. So I just appreciate the fact that you're out today talking to all of us and letting the listeners know that there's so much to be proud of on Cape Ann and so much that's going on.
Amen to that. That is Representative Ann Margaret Ferranti.